One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save
big time
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
People have told stories of the strange and supernatural for centuries. Tales of the restless dead return to haunt the living. Whispers of damned souls doing the devil's bidding on earth. Rumors of inhuman things that still hunt the old forests, untouched by the glare of modern life. There may be more to these stories than you could ever imagine. Join us tonight as we delve into the deeper truth inside these mysteries.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is a bit of a different episode for you guys. We have recorded this, pre-recorded this live, and this is just I'm putting in a little bit of an introduction for you. So for those of you who have missed out on seeing this live, it was on Facebook. It was on This Week in History's Facebook page, and it was also on Bizarre Tales' Facebook page. So not only did you get to watch and comment along, you got to saw mine and Lee's ugly mugs for probably the first time on live, to be fair. So I hope you guys who did watch it enjoyed it. And for those of you who didn't watch it but do want to, we will be doing some more of these. We're going to do a few more top tens, and they will go out on possibly on both podcasts, depending on the genre. If they're history based, they may just go on history, and if they are slightly more bizarre, they will probably just go on to the Bizarre Tales. But you need to get yourselves over to Facebook, on both the pages. That's This Week in History podcast and Bizarre Tales podcast, to play along next time we do it. The plan is, ladies and gentlemen, to do it on Thursday the 24th. So far, Thursday the 24th of October 2022, at 9 p.m. British time. So that is the plan. So for those of you who are not on that group, get yourselves over there ASAP to join us in 2 weeks' time for the next live episode. And hope you all enjoy. Thank you. Welcome to a joint episode, Bizarre Tales and This Week in History. We are going to be doing a live episode, so this one might be a bit strange. It certainly is not going to be your normal type of recording, is it, Lee? I'll see if I can go mine sideways, see if we can get a bit of you in there as well. Rotate your device. Nope, I can't rotate my phone when it's live. Right, I apologise for that. So, if you want to see Lee's ugly mug, you'll need to be on Bizarre Tales Live. If you're happy with just me, stay on here, no problems whatsoever. So, we're going to be doing an episode on conspiracy theories, and talking about some of the...
Not strictly, no,
but we're going to talk about some of the top conspiracy theories, some of the well-known ones, and find out what both of us, our opinions are on these. And some of these, we do have different opinions, don't we? Mm.
And obviously, what you think.
Yeah.
The people that are joining live do get to
You've got
throw their two pennies in.
you've got the ability to do a little bit yourselves and give us some information if you see fit. We have got a moderator on.
Or so, if you know.
Yeah, if you know, if you've got your
We've
own.
We've got a moderator.
Kay said she'd do it for
Is
us.
She's here?
She's here, yeah, she's on.
All right.
So we have got a moderator on.
You've got
to
check these things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She could be drunk somewhere.
Well, I saw a Grey Goose bottle.
And there you go.
She could well be drunk.
So if anyone's got a question then.
Yeah.
If you start your sentence, the thing with question, then obviously Kay will write them down and let us know later on what your question was. And that can be about anything. Don't have to be podcast, don't have to be conspiracy, don't have to be, you know, paranormal. It can be literally anything. Anything goes at the end.
Yeah. Exactly. That's pretty much how we want to do it.
I need a beer.
And there is a possibility that we're going to have some conspiracies that we haven't covered. So
definitely.
I think we'll start with one of probably my favourite episodes that I did.
I don't want a history lesson.
Though. No. Well, right. It's going to be a little bit. We're going to talk about JFK. So obviously, we all know. Yeah, you've heard of him. We all know
the
story.
Airport,
yeah, that's the one. So. The one in New York. Yeah. So on November the 22nd, 1963, John F. Kennedy was shot during a motorcade in Dallas, Texas. Lee Harvey Oswald was arrested.
Allegedly.
No, he was shot. He was Lee Harvey Oswald. Lee Harvey Oswald. I need a drink.
Why just Lee Oswald?
Well, I don't know.
It's just Lee Oswald.
Yeah, anyway, Lee Mr. Oswald,
yes.
Was arrested and subsequently killed following the assassination of JFK. He was shot by
Convenient.
By Jack Ruby. However, some people believe there is more to the story, with many claiming Oswald's location would have made it impossible for him to have killed the president. Others think that the Mafia or the Soviet Union were involved in the assassination, while some people believe that the CIA hired Oswald to commit the act following the failed Bay of Pigs invasion. What do you think? You personally, what do you think?
I think he died.
Well, I think we all know he died.
The question, obviously the question is,
what do you think happened?
Who killed him?
Well, I think it's... See, now, I think it's pretty conclusive Lee Harvey Oswald killed him.
No.
See, yeah, this where
we're... Absolutely not. But impossible.
Did he act alone? If he was the one who did he act alone?
From the footage I've seen, from the... what's the footage called? Forget now.
No, the tapes. Yeah, I don't know what it's...
Anyway, it'll come to me in a minute, but...
Johnson tapes.
No.
Nope.
Anyway, the point is, from the footage I've seen, you know, the security seemed to
the VP.
No. It'll come to me in a minute. Anyways, the security seemed to leave the car at a very opportune moment.
Yeah,
which
they do walk away
would
just
suggest,
before the shot.
You know, is the windscreen in the car was changed just before, make it, you know, from a bulletproof one to a non-bulletproof thing, or the lid of the car was taken off. So, and I don't know, Israel.
You think Israel?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure about it. I mean, well, I've heard the story. I think the link between Lee Oswald and the Mafia is quite a strenuous link. The fact that his uncle had something to do with the New Orleans Mafia, and the fact that Jack Ruby was something to do with the Mafia as well. I'm not sure in regards
Lee
to that.
Lee Oswald was hired to kill Castro.
I'm not sure.
He was.
But this isn't the question.
But that's not the question. But he was.
The shot was not impossible.
Was impossible.
He had four shots. He hit him twice. So
is impossible.
It's not.
That is.
It's not impossible.
It is.
It's not impossible for someone who is a sniper, someone who knows how their way around one of these weapons.
Yeah, by all accounts, you want that great. Anyway, JFK is dead.
JFK is dead. Yeah, he is.
We can agree on that.
Yeah, we can agree on that. But I think...
How he got dead, we don't know.
I mean, I come to a conclusion on my episode was that Lee Harvey Oswald definitely took the shot.
But this is one of those things, right? Because when people's on about, like, you know, like when they say about David Icke or Alex Jones, or, you know, this man should be shut down for peddling conspiracy theories and all that. And then, like, I mean, it was Jesse Fonsura was on... Piers Morgan, that prick. And he's saying, But he sort of softened a bit now, and he sort of backtracked on the whole COVID thing. But anyway, the point is, Jesse Ventura was saying, you know, where do you draw the line on conspiracy theories? Because he said, I know a lot of people who don't believe the official story of JFK. Reason being is that a lot of the things that would point to who did it, how it happened, and all the rest of it have been redacted or not even released, like just embargoed for another 20, 30 years. So obviously that's a conspiracy theory. If you think that JFK wasn't killed the way he was, you know, way it went down, the official story, then he's on about 9/11. Same thing, you know what I mean? There's a lot of people who don't quite believe, we'll get onto that, I'm sure.
We will, definitely.
But we don't quite show up. And so it's like, this thing about conspiracy theory, it's like, if you believe a conspiracy theory,
you're a nutter.
Yeah. But even, it doesn't matter how many ones that get proved right.
Yes.
You know?
The thing is, it's a conspiracy theory until it's proven. I'm not one for the multiple shooters theory. I do believe it was one man. I don't believe he acted alone. I don't believe that this man had the brains and the tenacity to go out there and
drink.
I've got lemon and water. There's Dr. Pepper in the fridge. No, you don't do carbonated, do you? Well,
anyway, carry on. What's the next one?
Right, the next one, Area 51.
Definitely exists.
Yes. Well, we know it exists.
No, we don't. Officially,
it's been recognised. Are there aliens at Area 51? So another popular conspiracy theory, especially in the US, is the nature and the purpose of Area 51. It is a military installation at the Nellis Military Operations Area located in the Nevada desert. Area 51 does not exist on maps or government websites, leading many to theorize that the top secret base is being used to experiment on aliens and their spacecraft. The government has said that tests on experimental aircraft for the military take place at Area 51. However, some people believe instead of that, researchers at the site are studying a crash that happened near Roswell, New Mexico, back in 1947.
Two crashes.
Yeah. I didn't believe this until there was that story of someone who actually worked there who came out and basically said, yeah, this is 100% true, more or less, within reason. I'm not sure on the exact details of it. American bases like this are so secretive. I don't know how much information we're actually going to get out in regards to that.
I think, so the question is, are there aliens at 51?
Yeah, are there aliens, or I would expand that to aliens or, let's say, non-human aircraft and, you know, things like that. Like if something did ever land...
I would say absolutely. I think the fact that the army put out, you know, a bulletin basically saying that they'd recovered a flying saucer, you know, I know people go on about disinformation and that, but it doesn't make sense. You don't plant a story, right, and then call it disinformation. That doesn't make sense.
No,
because there was no story about aliens landing anywhere or anything like that. This all started because of that memo. So if you didn't want to know anybody to talk about it or not, and he could say, well, they wanted to fly experimental craft, and in doing so, they come out with this story about aliens, you know, so that people think there was alien spaceships rather than military vehicles. Well, I can tell you that doesn't work, because most people who don't believe in aliens are going to think those things that they're seeing are military vehicles. So it just doesn't make sense from any standpoint. So, but the thing that's always bugged me about Area 51 is, if there was aliens at Area, if there was aliens at Area 51, why didn't, surely they've got the capability to come and extract that alien. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I also think in regards to the Area 51 thing, I'm not 100% sure on what they actually do there, and I don't think anybody really knows what they do. I think there's definitely a bit of that. I'm not sure in regards to the whole Area 51 thing and where does it stand? You know, how often... I don't know. they've come out and said that there are aliens. They've come out and said, well, not aliens. They've come out and said there are aircraft that enter into our atmosphere that we don't know about.
We know about their extra.
Yeah, Bob Lazar, that's the guy who came out and basically said, yeah, no, it's true. Mm. And I just think that's really hard to argue against when you've got someone who specifically has been involved in that and is quite, you know, well known in the area. Do you know what I mean?
It's quite credible. A lot of his stuff checks out. Some of it doesn't, but then if you look into the guy, you know, this is a guy who made like some sort of nuclear reactor in his own shed. You know what I mean? So he does know kind of what he's talking about. And again, if you're actually listening to him talking about spaceships at Area 51, then he's talking about them being, you know,
mine's gone
to a point where just shared a link into there then from the other one. But yeah, he's talking about them, you know, trying to get to the bottom of how these craft work and all the rest of it, and not being able to. So it's not like he's even bigging himself up, is it?
No.
But
no,
the question was aliens, though, wasn't it?
So it was specifically aliens,
by definition, the craft would mean aliens. Yeah, I think there was an alien. From the ranchers that turned up and found the craft in the morning, the first craft, there was three entities there. There was one that was pretty smashed to bits on impact, maybe burnt a bit, and then there was one cradling another one sat in the doorway of the spaceship, and by, you know, whatever reason that couldn't run, maybe its back was broken or something like that, and it was just cradling the other one that was already dead. So there was one alive at least. But yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think it's a credible story. I think I think there's definitely something to do with it that, yeah, I can see it.
But what do you think?
Yeah, what do you think?
Do you think there's aliens at Area 51? Put an alien in the comment.
Yeah, do you think aliens
exist? Alien Ed?
Yeah, do you think aliens
exist? Don't write aliens and won't be able to read it.
Well, next conspiracy. Probably one of the most famous of all time. Probably, you know, I would say this is probably one of the...
Jonah and the Whale.
No. the moon landing. Biggest conspiracy of all time. I suppose one that's got the most credibility.
Is the moon real?
No, not is the moon real.
Did we land,
did
on,
we
the
land on the moon? Was
did
it
Americans
faked?
Land on the moon?
Well, yeah, we didn't have anything to do with it. Did man go to the moon? So some people believe that the moon landing in 1969 actually didn't take place and that it was instead faked so the US could win the space race. The evidence for the moon landing conspiracy includes a lack of stars on the photos taken by the astronauts and the fact that the US flag planted on the moon's surface appears to flap in the breeze despite the moon being airless.
Mm.
In somewhat of a conspiracy crossover, some even think that Area 51 was the site for the moon landing films. Now, me and you have a very different opinion on this. I personally believe that we did go to the moon. I have no real issue in contesting that. I know you are of a different mindset, but I personally think we did do it. We did, or not we, I say we, but it was nothing to do with us, was it? But I believe the Americans did it. 1969, that's where I question it. Was Neil Armstrong the first man to walk on the moon? That's where I start to question it, because at the start of the 1960s, JFK came out and said, by the end of this century, we will have a man on the moon. November 1969, literally the last throw of the dice, they happened to get there. I'm just not 100% sure whether he did it. You know, there's been questions of, did Neil Armstrong do it? People going up to him with Bibles and saying, swear on the Bible that you did this. Now, in this country, you just get laughed at. But in America, that's a big thing. You know, you don't want to swear on the Bible that you did something. The stories that they come out with, I mean, you've obviously seen the press conference from when they did land, when they came back in that first press conference, and they didn't look to me like men who had just achieved the impossible.
And is that bit in the who was the third astronaut on that one? Was it Mitchell the one?
Do you know what? He's like the last Beatle.
Yeah, the bassist or whatever. But yeah, so but there's that bit where they're talking about seeing the stars, and can you remember seeing the stars, or what did the stars look like, or whatever the question is. And he starts talking about, maybe it was Buzz started talking about, you know, oh yeah, we could see the stars and this and all the rest of it. And then when the, because obviously the interview was then put into print, so when they, and like Neil sort of nudges him, sort of as if to say, shut up, you know, remember what we fucking told you, couldn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you couldn't see the stars, but when
it was all typed out, the interview, they actually changed who said what. So they changed it from being Buzz who said it, they changed it to the guy who was not on the moon. So obviously did a different vantage point, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so someone
So anyone reading it would have said, well, that makes sense because he wasn't on the moon, so he saw something different to those guys on the moon. But it's the only thing that they got wrong in the old transcript of the interview.
And it just happens The problem is it was
filmed as well, so we know who said what.
Yeah. There's no getting away with it.
Incidentally, obviously there's a few issues with this. I mean, there was a famous case where they tried to put the modular, is the moon lander, back in the modular, and some museum, I think it was in England actually, and they got them both, and there was like, right, you know, and this is how it folded up and went back in there, and they couldn't get the fucking thing in there. It doesn't fit.
Yeah.
Right. So that's an issue.
Yeah, that's a bit of batteries.
The booklet that comes with the battery that was in the space buggy, the moon buggy. In the thing, it says the working temperatures of this battery are between such and such temperatures, and the moon is well below the temperature of that battery. That battery would not operate on the moon surface.
It's above
the temperature. It might be above the temperature, especially when you go on the dark side of the moon. Then it wouldn't operate in that either.
Mm.
So, you know, could it last for a bit? Possibly, but the amount they're meant to have travelled on the moon, and you know, it wouldn't last that long.
No.
Anyone that goes on like on a ghost investigation, things like that, and they get a camera out and they're filming and that, and the fucking camera just dies because of the change of temp. Well, it could be a change of temperature. Could be the ghost, obviously.
Yeah. Electromagnetic fields.
They don't like it. Incidentally, Andrew Johnson, who we've had on the show before, and I have to get him on again, he did an experiment there because I think it was like the third or fourth time they've been to the moon. Some guy took a picture of his family, just a photograph of his family, him and his wife and the kids and that, and he put it in like a plastic wallet.
Yeah.
You know, and he put it in that, and he just put it on the surface of the moon. The problem with that is the surface of the moon is in the sun. He's like, I don't know, say it's 35 degrees or whatever it is.
Mm.
I think it's a bit hotter than that. But let's just say it's fairly hot. The problem is he actually did the experiment where he took the same photograph and put it in his oven at the same temperature. And, of course, the photograph just curls up. And, well, you'd imagine exactly what paper would do in that sort of heat. So, and on the footage that of him putting this picture down on the moon, None of that happens. He just puts it down. It's almost like putting it down on the ground right now. So, doesn't stack up.
No.
Van Allen radiation belt.
That's a big one, isn't it?
Doesn't stack up.
Yeah, you know? there is a few things. And for me, the other one is, one of the biggest questions is, you know, we've been there. Why have we stopped? You know, why have we not gone back? Now,
I would go to as far as to say we've not even been to the moon yet.
You reckon?
Yeah, I don't even know if they've got the technology to do it now.
Hmm.
To get an unmanned craft to the moon, absolutely.
Okay.
A manned craft, I don't know. But that's using fireworks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we're still using fireworks now, aren't we? More or less. Elon Musk has got better fireworks.
Oh, yeah, but I'll tell you. That's...
But essentially, there's still fireworks. And, you know, is the technology out there, who's going back about Area 51, the stuff they've been working on since 47, you know... I mean, really? I mean, we're still using fireworks. Doesn't make sense. That's almost like a smoke screen. Look over here, children. Don't pay any attention to the man behind the curtain, you know?
Yeah, the Wizard of Oz.
Well, they've got all these flying triangles and all this shit. And,
yeah.
You know, this is not this. Maybe they've gone to the moon in this, but they haven't gone to the moon in that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I say the big question with the moon landing is that, you know, if they've gone, why haven't they gone back? But I would always say, if they have gone, what is the point? What is the point in it coming, you know, going back again? It just doesn't seem sensible.
Well, there's always new experiments and stuff, isn't there?
Well, yeah.
It's like, I mean, the Chinese are going there now, aren't they? And by all accounts, they're reporting back saying that we're going to the moon and we're not finding any evidence that anyone's ever been here. So that's interesting.
Mm.
But then, obviously, that.
But then they're not manned missions, are they? So,
well, they're going to be, aren't they? But they if they want to say that, and you know, so they could be the first. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So there is a bit of that in there. But to me, think about this, right? So Russia put the first satellite in orbit. They put the first manned craft in orbit. They put the first put the first animal or couple of animals in orbit. They put the first man craft in orbit. They do all these things. First moon. What do you call it? Where they'll step outside the fucking thing. What's it called? Where you walk outside.
Spacewalk.
First spacewalk. Yeah, all that shit. They do all that and then they don't go to the moon. Not only do they not go to the moon, they say it's impossible. Given that, I think the actual quote was, we've looked at the science behind it, and to get to the moon through the radiation belt, we think we'd need something, a craft with the equivalent of like 4 feet of lead just to shield the astronauts.
Yeah, it just
so you can't do it. And no. We are supposed to have gone in like a tin foil one. I don't know.
No, I'm not sure about that.
And if the technology was there and they could do it, then why didn't they do it again? Why didn't the tech other us like the Russians and stuff? And yeah, why wouldn't they say, well, if you've done it, we'll just copy what you've done and we'll do it? But anyway. That's enough on the moon, because
it's not that interesting.
That's if we're even allowed to the moon.
You can't take.
You're not allowed out the net.
Out the space net.
Yep. The Gnostic net. The Archon net.
Right, the next one.
Just saying.
Neither of
Don't
us.
Don't like Caroline.
Neither of us believe this one.
Caroline.
The Earth.
Gnostics.
Shut up.
Archon.
What? The Earth.
Is the Earth flat?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Right. I don't think we can waste too much time on that.
What pricks? Knowing that bloke who blew himself up with that fucking rocket, didn't he? He's like, I'm going to prove the Earth's flat. Built himself a rocket and blew up. I mean, it's fucking funny. What would have been better, I suppose, is if he got up there, saw it, and then blew up, but...
Well, they've even flat earthers have done experiments.
Do you remember that video? There was one of like, they did all the rounds on YouTube and all that. They said, we're going to do this experiment to prove that the Earth's flat. And they laid it all out with this laser, didn't they?
Yeah.
And they said,
hold the torch up. He went, when he holds the torch up, if we can see it, it proves the Earth's flat. And he go, I can't see it. Go, just raise it up a little bit. If you great, I can see it now. Yeah, see? Yeah, that's raised. Oh shit.
Yeah, just proved it. Not only that, but put these fuckers to sea, right? Because if you go to sea, you can see that whatever the horizon is, about 20, on a clear day, maybe 12 miles on average sort of thing. But, you know, you can clearly see, and then you get that optical illusion where you see a ship upside down.
Yeah.
Before it comes over the horizon. Yeah. If the weather conditions are right, you can see a ship reflected in the sky upside down, but you can't see the ship. It's clearly over the horizon.
Yeah.
You know, how would the sea work?
None of it works.
If you get a bathtub, right, and fill a bathtub up, I don't know why I'm going into this so much because it's fucking mental, isn't it? But
you sound like a nutter.
If you fill a bathtub up, right, and leave it, do you get waves?
No.
No. You don't, do you?
No.
So how do you get fucking waves on a flat surface? It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. And the other thing...
And the other thing they do, sorry, the other thing they do is... this fucking did me head in as well. They set up this experiment about a canal. You know a canal is an artificial fucking river, right?
Yeah.
They set this and they said, it's level from this end to the other. It's called fucking lock gates, you dickhead.
Yeah.
It's 6 feet different if you go past the lock gate. Because they put a flag on it. That's what they did. They got a flag here.
Yeah.
And about a mile down the road, they got another flag. You could see... these two flags, but they was both inside the lock.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, because it's man-made to be level.
But they went, see? Proved it! you're a fucking dickhead who just bought two fucking flags for fuck all reasons.
Yeah, it's not a good one, is it?
I'm going to get this animated on this fucking thing.
Yeah, it's not a good conspiracy theory, that one. We're not having any of that one.
Well, they're the wheat from the chaff. That's what it's all about.
Mm. Right. For all you Scots out there,
we ain't got any of them listening, have we?
I don't know. I think my sister listens.
Oh, God.
I don't know. Is the Loch Ness Monster real? The popular Scottish myth of the Loch Ness Monster, a prehistoric reptile living in the Scottish Highlands, has inspired countless books, films, and TV series over the years. To some people, however, Nessie is very real, with resembling the very large eel, a plesiosaur, which I'll have to ask my seven-year-old what that is. She's eight now.
What do you mean, what it is?
What the fuck's a plesiosaur?
What's that? Monster. The fucking dinosaur, I'm sure, that swims with the flippers.
I'm sure I could probably ask my daughter and she'd know anyway. An ancient long-necked marine reptile that went extinct at the same time as the dinosaur. 65 million years ago. So is...
Allegedly.
Is Nessie a 65-million-year-old dinosaur?
No, it's still an eel.
It's an eel.
Yeah. Well...
Is it even real?
See, when it comes to Nessie, my favourite stories of Nessie are the ones where it's seen on land. There was like a vicar doing like a late-night call, and he had a woman in the car with him. And he was driving back to his vicarage, driving past the lock one night, and he saw the beast coming from the woodline, or from back into the water, crossing the road and going into the water. But he said it had feet like an elephant.
So that would suggest it's more of a...
like a Diplodocus or whatever, Bronchosaurus or whatever. But you know...
I'm not sure.
That wouldn't swim, would it? That wouldn't swim very well.
No. But could it be... Well, hippos don't swim.
But there's so many different theories. It's like... Yeah, well, hippos don't. They just waddle, don't they? But I think it's that lock's too deep for it to be...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But there's so many different theories on this. Obviously, you got the... Like you said, it could be a dinosaur that managed to live long enough. I mean, other things have lived. It's not like...
They've not lived 65 million years.
Not the same fucking animal.
Oh, right.
Right? But
I was going to say,
yes, things have lived for 65 million years, haven't they? You've still got crabs. Mm. You've still got, like, you know, sea turtles or whatever it is. These things that are still here now. It's not like, because if we see that distance of 65 million years, we think, oh, it's impossible. But no, it's not impossible. We won't be here. You know, mammals obviously outlived the dinosaurs, and here we are.
Yeah.
But, we had a bit of help from the Anunnaki, obviously. But the theories of Nessie. So, you can't just say it is necessary. You've got to say, well, which theory is more plausible than the others if you're going to say, I think it could be real. So, yeah, obviously, you go with a dinosaur thing, probably probably a little bit implausible, yeah?
Yeah.
Although, like I say, I like the stories where it's on land. But then you've got this replay. So, don't like you get people who see ghosts and they say it's a replay.
Yes.
You know, like an anniversary ghost, whatever it is. Just someone walks through here now, and this used to be a certain thing, and this used to be a track, and this guy, like the Roman legion that goes through Caister.
Yes. Yeah.
Annually, yeah. Well, you know, people say it's that. It's a dinosaur ghost that's just being replayed. So you're not seeing a real dinosaur, you're seeing a ghost of a dinosaur.
Okay, so like a time slip sort of thing.
I mean,
I'd say that's more plausible than a dinosaur living in the fucking...
Well, it's more plausible than that. It's still probably
BS, yeah. Bullshit, I mean, I wonder how many people have been drinking when...
But then you've got that guy who did the DNA flush, whatever they call it, where they collect DNA from the lock itself. And when they tested it, they actually found there was a large eel, the presence of a large eel from the DNA that they collected. There was a presence of a large eel in there that no one's ever caught, no one's ever seen. So it's possibly an eel.
Just a great eel.
So people see it swimming on the surface, and it's, you know, I mean, it's a fucking big eel, but, you know, people see it swimming on the surface, and it look, you know, it's that sort of serpentine look, that, you know, what's kind of like an eel.
So yeah, so it could potentially be real, but it's not going to be real in the state of people thinking it's a massive dinosaur that lives in the sea. Yeah. This is a big one for the British. Yeah, it is. Princess Diana's death was deliberate. People know Princess Diana. I think she's well known all around the world. But when Princess Diana, who was known as the People's Princess, was killed in a car crash in Paris in 1997.
After the paper.
Just 1 year after her divorce from Prince Charles, conspiracy theories immediately started to gain momentum. One of the more popular Diana-related conspiracy theories is that the car accident that killed her and Dodie Fire producer was that she was dating him at the time, and that's why it was deliberate. It was subsequently revealed that Fayed had been planning to propose to Diana the night of the accident, with his father, Mohammed Al-Fayed, claiming in a court witness statement that they had been deliberately killed. He claimed that the accident happened because the British monarchy didn't want heirs to the throne, William and Harry, to have turned Muslim.
Yeah, but that wouldn't have mattered.
No.
Because Charles is a Muslim.
Well, he's not. He's multi-faith, yeah. Is Charles.
Defender of all faiths.
Defender of all faiths, so. Is the king.
It wouldn't have mattered. Because he wouldn't have had anything to do with the throne.
Exactly.
Neither would she at that point.
As soon as she divorced Charles, she had nothing to do with the throne.
Yeah. Just another freeloader.
Yeah. Just another one getting British taxes. But I'm not sure. I mean,
what was the question, though?
So was it deliberate?
Deliberate.
Was she killed deliberately? So it doesn't say. I mean, obviously the conspiracy is
I don't think the
monarchy had something to do with it. And
I don't think it was deliberate. I mean, if you look prior to the crash, so they had like so when they would be going around, they'd be like going around on a Range Rover with like, you know, an Outrider, you know, sort of thing and all that. Mm. And obviously the problem with that was that the press would sort of see these vehicles so that they were coming and then they'd swarm that thing. So so apparently what Fayyad decided to do was to send the cars to the front of the hotel or whatever it was, the casino, or wherever it was they was at.
Yeah.
Send coming out the front to get in these vehicles that they've been driving around Paris and France all weekend or whatever. Mm. And while they're doing that, they slip out the back in a different car.
Right, okay.
About the Outriders and all the rest of it. And obviously that's where it went wrong. So they went with a different setup than they would normally do, you know, a bit more, less cautious, shall we say. And obviously that resulted in the accident itself. But I don't think any of that's deliberate, is it? Because the only way that could be deliberate is if Mohammed Al-Fayed himself had a part in his own son's death, which makes no sense. I mean, there's something going on with Al-Fayed, though, because you remember all those years where he was trying to get a green card?
Mm-hmm.
Years and years, wasn't it? I mean, he run Harrods and all the rest of it, and he just couldn't get a green card off the British state. So there's something going on there, and he didn't play ball with the royal family. So he went to this... There's a famous interview with him, and I don't know if it's still online. It might be on YouTube. It's a 60-minute interview. You know, they met the Australian news thing, 60-minute. Yeah. They did an interview with Mohammed Al-Fayed, and it was after the death of Dodi and Diana. But he said, like, when he met, and obviously it's after, so it's slightly different, but when he met the royal family, because he was invited to meet them and whatever, some doing that, and he said he never met any more racist, bigoted people in his life.
Than the royal family.
He just hated them from the outset.
See, I mean, obviously,
people go and watch that interview.
Did Mohammed Al-Fayed.
I mean, he's
one.
Got like a shrine to him and all that. It's a bit, you know, I mean, whatever. Yeah, people grieve in different ways, and that's a bit weird. But that bit's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure in regards to that.
I don't think the crash was deliberate.
No.
Do you think the letter died though?
I mean, the story for me is that it's the fact that you've got people. You know, go the fact that he, what was it, something like 40 minutes for her to get from one side, like from the crash site to the hospital. That doesn't sit well with me.
40 minutes.
Took them 40 minutes to get her.
It was like literally, you could see.
You could see the hospital from where she was, and to me that just didn't.
Sorry about that, people.
It didn't seem right to me that maybe, like you just said, that maybe they. It just doesn't seem right. My mind goes straight to, you know, if the hospital owner, why did it take 40 minutes? I know, obviously, it's going to take some time to cut her out of the thing. And she didn't die in the car. She died to hospital. So, it's, it's too much time.
If it was going to be deliberate, it'd be a boating accident. That's normally the way they get rid of people in the UK.
Well, you mean like they got rid of Mountbatten that way?
Yeah, but he's a nonce.
Well,
it was a nonce.
Right, we'll move on to the next one.
Get killed, didn't they? The IRA, they knew the IRA was going. He left to leave his guard behind because of what he was doing.
Well, we're not on that conspiracy.
No.
So,
well, that's not a conspiracy, I don't think, is it?
I don't know. It's not a famous one. Just a quick I'm just going to quickly answer one of the things that's been put on one of the Facebook groups. The reason we're not answering back to the comments on Facebook, if you weren't here at the beginning, is because we're doing this as a podcast. So,
yeah, but we are going to answer.
All questions and points will be answered.
Yeah. If you ask a question and it's clearly stated as a question, either a question at the front or a question mark,
we'll answer it at the end.
Rules. Then obviously we'll answer that in a minute.
But yeah, I mean, so someone's just put on there obviously that she died in the
Quite excessive, doesn't it?
It's a little bit too much. I'm not sure. I don't think the royal family had anything to do with it personally.
No.
I think it would have been. But
if they could get rid of people like that, Meghan Markle would be gone, wouldn't she?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Right. I like this one, and I do like this one, and this one I query very, very much. And this is that the Americans had an idea or knew prior to 1941 that the Japanese were going to attack Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
So the attack on Pearl Harbor.
And 9/11.
Well, 9/11 we'll get to. Yeah. The attack on Pearl Harbor in Hawaii on December the 7th, 1941, by the Japanese was the singular event that thrusted the United States into World War II. History states that the Japanese went through with the attack to prevent the United States from entering the war, but the attack seemingly did just the opposite. In the years after the attack occurred, several official inquiries were made by America's government on the attack, and the final inquiry in 1995 revealed a variety of mistakes that were made by the country's government before the Japanese attack. However, despite these admitted errors, conspiracy theories regarding the government's advanced knowledge of the attack have flourished over the past 70 years. What do you think? Do you think they knew in advance?
Yeah, well, didn't they move all the good ships out and leave the ships in?
The aircraft carriers were removed. The aircraft carrier.
In there, like in one of those documents, that the later inquiry, didn't it say that they'd spotted a Japanese sub?
Well, I mean, the official. If you actually look into Pearl Harbor, the Americans actually shot first.
Yeah, well,
they actually sunk a submarine.
That's kind of how it goes. Yeah. So they spotted a submarine before.
But their battleships, their main cruisers, their aircraft carriers were not in Pearl Harbor at the time. Mm. The Americans weren't ready to jump into the Second World War. They didn't want to get involved because they'd already got involved in the First World War. They lost countless lives in the First World War on a war that was thousands of miles away from their country. They weren't ready to jump in to another war.
They don't seem to have a problem with that nowadays, though.
Well, no, but that's when they're the catalyst. What they didn't want to do is jump in and defend someone thousands of miles away and send their men to die in another country like they'd done 30 years previous. And America, or the British, we were banging on the door. You know, Churchill was begging the Americans to get involved. Churchill himself was born in America.
So did we plan Pearl Harbor?
No, we didn't plan it. But what I mean is, did they know?
The problem with this
did they just need an excuse to get involved?
Well, the Japanese were burning mainland America before Pearl Harbor, weren't they?
Not before, no. They did bomb mainland America after Pearl Harbor, which has been buried in documents because
I thought it was before.
No, it was balloons. They used they never flew over. They sent like hot air balloons, essentially balloon bombs over.
Which caused all the Japanese people to put in camps. Or anybody who looked like Japanese.
Yeah, but I actually think they knew about it, or they knew that it was going to happen. They knew something was going to happen, but they didn't. I don't think they believed it. My personal opinion is I think they just believed that Japan was not really a threat. I mean, what people forget when you're talking about the Second World War was it started in 1937, not in 1939, with Japan invading China. And during that, the Americans were supplying aid to the Chinese the whole time. The Americans were the ones that were putting their lives on the line to protect the Chinese. Wouldn't be doing that now.
I think they are.
But the thing is,
popping them up, aren't they?
Yeah, but the thing is with that is they were a thorn in the side of the Japanese before Europe was even dragged into the war. So Japan didn't like the Americans. I think the Americans just ignored the fact that it was going to happen.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think we'll move to the next one. The next one is fluoride. So fluoride in the water. Mm. Fluoride. So in the United States, a few other developed nations, governments have added fluoride to the public water supply to reduce the, basically to induce cavities in the teeth. Some groups reduce, yes. Reduce cavities. Some groups have been critical. Reduce the. Yeah,
I thought you said induce.
No, sorry. Some groups
that
have
would
been
be like a dentist's conspiracy.
Yeah. some groups have been critical of fluoride water because of bioethical concerns. Other groups have said that the practice hasn't been proven to offer true health benefits. However, the oddest criticisms have come from conspiracy theories regarding fluoride's true purpose. Mm-hmm. For example, one of the earliest theories came out of the 1940s when people were afraid of communism and believed that fluoride was meant to control the population and allow for the development of socialism into the United States.
Well, that's worked.
Yeah, it has, but it's taken them a long bloody time.
I think they've got a very communist sort of thing going on now. I think the fluoride thing in itself, so obviously fluoride is in water.
Yes.
Right? And it's there, you know, it's meant to be there as, you know, to aid us and all the rest of it. The problem with that is it's just as cheap to put vitamins in there.
Mm.
You go now and buy like, you know, a bottle of water that's laced with all these vitamins and all this fucking shit, and you know, and people pay money for that. But it would be easy; it would be just as easy for the government to do that with the water, to put the fluoride in. So, you know, one of the conspiracy theories for the fluoride, I think I'm pretty right in saying this, is that during the Manhattan Project, they had to get rid of some waste to build the bombs. Like the fluoride was one of the chemicals that they had to get rid of, basically, and so they came up with this fucking idea to put it in the water.
Yeah,
so they could get rid of it by putting it in the water, even and saying that it was going to be for health benefits, basically. But there's no test done; you just chucked it in there and said, "Oh, it's going to make everyone healthy." But has it worked? I mean, no. You can do a direct comparison between countries that don't have it in the water, countries that do. Surely you can get this country got more cavities than this country. But again, if it was for our benefit and our health, why don't they put vitamins in the water? That would be my question. You know?
Yeah.
Saying that, there's the amount of shit that's in our water now, you won't believe.
Well, yeah, there is a few, isn't there?
It should really filter everything. Probably twice.
But essentially, it's a bullshit conspiracy.
Well, I don't know. I mean, well, I
would say it's a bullshit conspiracy.
Yeah, well, I did the thing of saying, oh, I'm not going to eat fluoride. I'm not going to use fluoride anymore because, you know, it's clogging up my pineal gland and I can't fucking, you know, connect with the spiritual fucking, I don't know.
Sound like Andy now.
Yeah, but I thought, well, I'll give it a go. I won't use the fluoride toothpaste. So I got some special fucking toothpaste that didn't have fluoride in it, right? And I got fucking oral thrush. And then I looked into...
Thanks for that.
And I looked at... Well, you know, that was, you know, some lady involved in that as well. But the problem with that is,
So fluoride is technically... It's a good thing.
Yeah, well, that's what I found out afterwards. I thought, well, how did this happen? Obviously, you know...
I would say it's a BS one, personally.
But one of the things in the thing when I was looking at the NHS thing, it said fluoride is combating against the increased candid or whatever bacteria is that causes oral thrush. Fluoride keeps that down. So by not using that and doing what I was doing, I got the oral thrush.
Strange, isn't it?
So I went straight back to fluoride. Fair enough. I'm not bothered about a penile gland. I just don't want to.
Yeah. Well, next one.
Burger King.
Elvis Presley. The tragic passing of Elvis Presley shocked the world in 1977. But some of his fans weren't quite ready to let the king rest. Secrecy regarding Elvis's autopsy fueled rumors about his death almost immediately. The addition of an extra A on Elvis's tombstone for his middle name, Aaron, created more suspicion. In the years after his untimely demise, since his death, a number of fans have said that they have seen the king alive and well.
I've seen him.
Yeah, Louise Welling, who swore she saw Elvis in a Burger King in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and a second time in a supermarket in Mississippi.
Well, the bloke down at the chip shop swears he's Elvis.
Yeah. These fervent claims only led to more people coming out of the woodwork to reveal that they too had seen Elvis, despite a photograph of Elvis in his casket that was run by the shortly after his death. One of the most interesting conspiracy theories to come out of Elvis's death was the idea that Elvis bought a plane ticket for a flight bound to Argentina and changed his name to John Burroughs. Another similar theory suggested that Elvis went on with the name Jimmy Ellis and died in the 1990s. That was a story we was given.
I suppose what we're saying here is that story was a cover story. But that's not very good.
Not sure.
Again, it's a boating accident. If someone's gonna change their identity and all that, they have to go missing for that to happen, don't they? They can't be a body or it's a lot easier to fall off a boat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like that fucking Nancy.
Yes, we know who you're about.
Fucking what do they call him? Politician that we had. Was it Heath?
Ted Heath.
Didn't he fall off a boat?
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, that's how people go missing, isn't it?
Yeah. If you don't have a body. Yeah. You can't.
I mean, you can have a. Yeah, a body can always be tested, like Hitler. You know, when they tested his so called body, it turned out to be a woman.
Yeah.
You know.
We'll get to that.
What, Hitler?
Yeah, we'll get to Hitler. So I think that's pretty conclusive that one was bullshit.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to put a little disclaimer out before we talk about this one, because this one will.
Did you order the kebab?
I didn't order a kebab, no.
You're going to order a kebab.
It's a bit late now, isn't it?
Better get on with it.
This one might touch a few heartstrings.
You just go pick it up.
To some out there. And this is 9/11. I just want you all to know, we're going to give what we've heard, you know, reading facts here. I don't want to upset anyone because it was a big day in history. But with an event the magnitude of the terrorism attacks on September the 11th, 2001, it's not unexpected that conspiracy theories would begin to surface almost immediately after the events occurred. One of the most eye-opening theories claimed that the World Trade Center's twin towers were part of a controlled demolition rather than a collapse due to the impact of passenger jets. Another theory involved the Pentagon and suggested that it wasn't a plane that destroyed that part of the building, but it was a missile launched from the United States at their own building.
As you do.
Yeah, yeah. You definitely attack your own defense building. In the years since the attacks, a variety of documentaries have been made about the conspiracies, but most claims have rejected the outcome that it was a conspiracy. For example, the American Society of Civil Engineers published a study in 2007 that said that the collapse of the Twin Towers was plausible given the parameters of the aircraft in 9/11.
I think you should call them
the Tin Towers. Yeah, sorry.
It made more sense, wouldn't
it? Also spawned various organizations that rejected the official account of the events. The 9/11 Truth Movement held an anti-war parade and suggested the attacks were a government conspiracy designed to get the United States into war with Iraq and Afghanistan.
But did that?
Yeah, I don't know. I've read the stories. I mean, they do
what
say...
What was the question?
I would say, was it an inside job?
What was the question?
There isn't a question. The question is was it an inside job?
Did the Americans do it?
Did they plan it? Yeah.
No.
No.
No, I don't think so. Did they have prior knowledge that it was going to happen? Absolutely.
I think they had prior knowledge. I think they had prior knowledge of a terrorist attack.
Well, I think they knew.
I don't think they knew exactly where it was going to hit.
They did.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, but the problem, the biggest problem with the 9/11 thing that I've got is the Saudi connection. You know, pricks that done it. They were all Saudis, weren't they?
Yes, they weren't.
So
they weren't Afghanistan or Iraq.
I mean, the birdie weirdy fucking dickhead who caused it all, organized it all. He was a fucking Osama.
Osama, sorry.
Oh
dear, that's going to piss some people off.
Bin Laden.
That's it. We'll go with that one.
He was obviously.
He was Saudi.
He was Saudi as well, wasn't
he? Yeah. So,
He was in Afghanistan.
He
was in Pakistan, but.
From what I was aware, he was extradited from Saudi Arabia for his beliefs. So he had quite outspoken
terrorists.
But
that's the reason they went to get him in there. But what about the Saudi embassy being like they literally vacated the embassy like the day before. I mean,
yeah, and there was a lot of certain firms that weren't in on 9/11.
Did they have prior knowledge of it? Did they? I mean, it sounds bad, doesn't it? If they had prior knowledge and let it happen,
yeah.
But then I think we did that at the Olympics, the London Olympics. I think we had prior knowledge that something was going to go down there, and we let it ride, just to see what happened.
And it didn't happen.
I
don't know. I think with 9/11,
that was the Germans.
I think it was definitely. The query you have with 9/11 when you watch the videos,
Germans involved in this, though, weren't there?
Germans
who trained them all to fly.
I don't know. I don't know that. My
not
issue
very well, obviously.
Is jet fuel doesn't melt steel. It can't. It doesn't burn at a high enough temperature to melt steel.
The commission said it did.
Yeah, but
civil engineers.
But it doesn't. Doesn't matter what the fact is. It doesn't burn at a hot enough temperature to melt fuel, to melt steel. And these towers were designed to withstand an impact from an aircraft. Added to that, they were insured about a week before the accident happened, specifically against terrorist attacks.
Or plane strikes.
Yeah, it just... There are a lot of things. This is what fuels a conspiracy theory, is things like that.
And the problem is like when you get a commission who sits down and looks into this, they miss out so much of the detail of what went down. It's like, is it Building 7? You know, that obviously collapsed on the day. And we know the BBC reported it had collapsed like 20 minutes before it collapsed.
Yeah.
And shit like that. It's almost as if there's reading from a script or a prompt.
Is that the building that fell down? Purely because the other two towers fell down and it got the heat from that, and
well, but again, we don't know because in that commission that was set to look at the Trade Towers, what happened on that day, they lift Building 7 completely off it,
yeah,
which is ridiculous.
Mm. I'll tell you what.
The other thing you've got is like that half mile down the street, you've got cars. You know, you've got a car here that's completely on fire, like burnt to a crisp, and a car right next to it that's not burnt. You know, all that sort of shit.
But on the flip side to that, I mean, I did. I went to New York about 10 years ago, and I did a tour of Memorial there, and we did an open bus tour around New York. And there is a church directly opposite these towers. It's quite an old style church for Manhattan, and not a speck of dust from those towers was on that church. Nothing. The church grounds were clear. The church was clear. The grave, everything was just completely immaculate. And it's just like, yeah, you sort of think, I mean, when you say, I mean, I'm not religious, but.
You think God.
God's not bothered about the people dying in the building, but he kept his house clean. Do you know what I mean? But.
It's a bit weird, though.
It's just, it's almost impossible. But yeah, I suppose. I mean, it was one of the worst days in history. And like I said, I've done an episode on this, and it's one of them things that you hope. I would just say I don't know with the conspiracy on this one. I would just hope that they didn't have any prior knowledge and they didn't know it was going to happen.
But that's bad, isn't it?
If they did know, yes.
It's bad if they didn't. It's bad if they didn't. It's bad if they did.
Yeah.
So you look at it both ways. But
I would say it's worse if they knew and let it happen than if they just didn't know.
The only thing that doesn't make sense to me out of all of it is that video clip where it shows you that I don't know if it's filmed from a helicopter. It must have been filmed from a helicopter.
Yeah, news helicopter.
Because it's the top of the tower. It's clapped like it must be like a radar, some sort of aerial on top of the tower, obviously. And as the building's collapsing, so you know, like if you get like, say you've got like something falling, right? This should if this was on here, if this was a book or something, right? And I let go of that, it just dropped. There'd be no,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when that tower drops, the aerial, as the tower's dropping, the aerial's crumbling, like from top to bottom, it's crumbling as well. As that's crumbling,
that could
crumbling.
Yeah.
That's know. Impossible.
Unless there was a breach in the...
It wouldn't crumble.
Yeah.
It would just... Even if it just fell, it'd just fall. Even if it just fell to the side, but it doesn't. It's actually disintegrating. You can see it with your eyes, disintegrating.
Weird. I mean, the other thing they say is when you say you
not
can
weird,
see...
impossible.
You can see the... They say you can see the explosions on the way down, and it's not. It's just the one floor hitting the other and the expansion of air.
Oh, yeah.
But that's...
Oh, that all seems to make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, like I say, I hope that they
had... on that September day.
Right, shut up. Next one. This'll get your juices going. This'll either that or it'll piss everyone off. Global warming. Is it a myth? Is it real? Is the Earth going in a cycle, which, you know, has been proven by scientists? Piers Corbyn has done things and said that the Earth...
Yeah, we had fucking... In England, we was growing grapes and olives and...
Yeah. So, are we just going
through...
We can
do that now, but down in Kent and places, it's basically what...
So, one of the most contagious conspiracy theories is that of global warming. Wild weather swings and increased temperature on the planet have made it a popular topic of conversation for everyone, regular folks, to internationally famous politicians and that fucking idiot Greta Thunberg. Most conspiracy theories regarding global warming revolve around the idea of a man-made global warming and weather climate is changing, and it's all a result of human interference rather than the natural process. A statement by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change said at least 95% of the planet's temperature has increased has been due to human activity. Now, I've also heard a study that said 99% of conspiracy theories regarding climate change have been debunked as well. So all these people that say global warming's a myth, it didn't happen, global warming's a load of rubbish, you know, it's cows that are doing it, not men, and blah, 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 blah. Mm. These have all been debunked. So the story goes that basically, essentially, we are causing climate change, but the conspiracy is we're not causing it. The Earth just runs in a cycle.
Right, but what we're saying here is that it's caused by carbon.
Essentially, yeah.
Right, but it makes no sense.
No.
Because the world produces carbon.
And always has. We breathe out carbon dioxide.
So that's the bit I don't get. It doesn't make sense. And the thing is, what I would say is, right, so we know that the Earth does have cycles where it goes into ice ages, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So if we are making climate change and that's stopping another ice age, then that's surely a good thing, isn't it? 1.5 degrees hotter. That's what we're worried about. Or 20 miles of fucking ice sheets.
Yeah.
That's at 1.5 degrees.
Yeah, I think I would as well.
Now, if you're talking about the atmosphere, you know, the ozone layer collapsing and stuff like that, then obviously, yeah, that could be an issue. But then we was on about like CFCs and stuff like that. I remember back in the day and you couldn't spray fucking your Lynx Africa or whatever because you're going to... So
it's when everyone went to roll-on, didn't they?
Yeah. Shit. But
if
that doesn't work, I mean, if that's what was causing that, then obviously that, then cut that shit out. I get all that. Mm. But
I think you'd be stupid to believe that
man hasn't... You'd be stupid to risk it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You'd be stupid to sit around and say, let's just wait and see.
Yeah,
because that, at that
we have a point. We have a, we're in a position where we, I would say we, like I said, the studies are 99% conclusive that man has done this. So
man has definitely increased the carbon.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But all, a lot of the studies don't show a direct correlation between increased carbon and heating. It actually shows the other way. It shows the temperature rising, then an increase of carbon.
Mm.
So the carbon thing might be, it might be nothing to do with the heat at all. And we're just looking at that as a possible, you know, reason. But, you know, Bill Gates has got his little carbon air sucker things, isn't it, in Iceland and all that, hasn't he? So we'll find out, won't we? Hey, look, if he sucks all the carbon out and it's still going up, then obviously there's an issue. It's not us. It's, but then, like, other planets are eating up at the same time ours is, so...
I actually am so shocked that we've been doing conspiracy theories. For those of you who listen to my show, you know my dad is regularly on my show. He's been on here watching this. And he's been calling out. I've been reading it. I'm not allowed to obviously read them out, but he's been calling out every conspiracy theory, saying that it's rubbish. But yet, global warming, first line, global warming is a natural phenomenon. I found a conspiracy theory that my dad believes in.
Yeah.
We are not causing climate change. The conspiracy is that climate change is a national phenomenon. That is
natural.
That is the conspiracy. Yeah. Because all the scientists turn around and say it's humans that are doing it. Well, so, yeah, straight away, there we go. Dad, I found one you agree with. So,
not all of them.
He said, obviously, humans are accelerating the process.
We were told that all the scientists believed the COVID regulations and all that. And it turns out a million signed the Great Barrier Declaration.
There's a million scientists.
A million didn't. That's quite a lot.
Yeah. Well, they said 35, didn't they, in the government? Yeah. There's 35 scientists that have signed this declaration. Oh, well, everyone's going, 35, like we're going to listen to 35 scientists. If they'd have come out and gone, there's a million that have signed it, we'd have gone,
yeah,
okay, fair enough.
I mean, I trusted the 35, but
yeah,
are we taking questions now?
No, I've got one more.
Go on then,
well, I've actually got two more. So
make them quick then.
Okay. Well, it's you that carries on the chatting. The New World Order. Theories of a world government bent on totalitarianism have existed for several decades, and the conspiracy theories have suggested that a world government will soon rise to power and control the planet. The theory features major events from around the world as evidence that the plot for world domination is well underway. The theory was once popular with anti-government groups as well as fervent religious groups who believed the end of the world was nigh. Do you believe that there is there will be a one world government and there is a new world order in place?
Yeah,
me too.
next
yeah,
question.
I don't think personally, I just, there's too many.
How can you not?
Yeah.
You've got, on the same day, you know, Liz Truss puts out a policy which will stop us, stop inflation in the UK. The same day that happens, the Bank of England come out and cobwash it, and the pound drops. She comes out a couple of days later with a revised plan, which again, most economists are saying, yeah, that will fucking work, no doubt about it. And they come out and do it again, reducing the pound again. So that's twice the Bank of England have deliberately destroyed the pound, right? And then she comes out with a third one, says, right, we're definitely going to do it. We're not going to backtrack on this. Obviously, she did, but she said, we're not going to backtrack on it and that. And the pound started to get stronger. By the end of play, it was back up to where it started. So what did Mark Carney do at the IMF? Comes out, used to be the governor of Bank of England, comes out and space this ridiculous statement about how she's going to collapse the economy, blah, blah, blah. And of course, the markets respond to that again and collapse the pound again. So who are they working for? Because they're not working for us.
Yeah.
Because they're in the exact opposite of what working for the UK would be. The other day, like, you know, this is just another example, but the Americans come out and say, we're going to stop the sale of petrol diesel cars by 2035, the same day Europe announces it.
Yeah. It's
the same script.
If it's COVID, the same script, it's got to be.
COVID was the same thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Same script, all the fucking shit everywhere.
You can argue that it's the fact that they're on the same script. It just,
but are they going to be on the same script now where all the evidence is coming out?
Don't know. Don't know. We shall see. Right. I'm going to finish with this one because I think this is one of the best conspiracy theories of all time. And it is one that I believe. Yeah, I believe it. I'm not going to lie. It's debunked. People will call me crazy. But did Hitler flee with Eva Braun to Argentina, have two daughters, and live to 73? Right, so I don't really think there's much more you can say about that than that. I mean, the theory goes that they knew they were going to lose the war. They definitely knew that they were. At the point
Himmler took control.
Yeah, as soon as the Allies entered into...
He was fucking Miami, wasn't he?
Yeah, as soon as the Allies entered into Germany on foot, his days were numbered. He knew that. Did Hitler have the capability to get out of Berlin unseen, get to the coast, get into a U-boat that can also be unseen, and travel all the way to Argentina and live his life in a nation that would have quite happily have looked after him? Yep. The other side of the world.
Absolutely.
Changed the way he looked.
SS officers
SS officers that went to Argentina.
They set up a plastic surgery hospital.
Yeah.
And what was it? Was the like what was it 4 or 40 U-boats that were never found after the war?
There was, I think there was about 4 or 5, and they actually have
more.
Recently,
it might have been a lot more than that.
They have recently found a U-boat that was sunk off the coast of Buenos Aires in Argentina.
There you go.
So, again, I just
look at him.
I don't want.
He's fucking weird, isn't he?
I don't want to look at Hitler, to be honest. I don't really want to look at pictures of him. He's
responsible for ruining the name Adolf and the moustache, hasn't he?
Yeah,
the Charlie Chaplin.
He has ruined the Charlie Chaplin moustache.
You can't have it, can you?
No, and you can't have the name Adolf anymore.
Even if it really suited you, there's like no moustache in the world that suited you apart from that. You just couldn't wear it.
No, you couldn't have it anymore. I don't know. I mean, obviously, historians... From a historical fact, he died in that bunker. When they've tested, the body, like you said earlier, they found the bodies that were burnt out, allegedly burnt out. There was allegedly Hitler. They found out they were both female. Both bodies were female. Now, for all intents and purposes, Hitler, for all his flaws, was not a female. Not that being a female is a flaw, but he was not a woman.
No.
So. Whose body was it? Because it wasn't his that they found. It wasn't his that the Allies found. Now, is it possible that he died and was buried somewhere else so that the Allies couldn't find him? It's very possible.
It's possible that one of his own side took him out.
Yeah, well, that is possible. But I don't know.
I mean, there was plenty of attempts, weren't there?
Thing is, there was enough... There's enough evidence to... Not evidence. There's enough of a... He could have done it.
It's plausible.
That's the word I'm looking for. It's plausible. He could have got out he could have got out unseen.
Yeah.
You know, it's... Yeah.
But I don't think... I'm not sure a guy like that would just go quietly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that is true.
He'd start some sort of weird cult in Argentina, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, there is that.
I don't know.
I would like to think it's not
true. The amount of money that they had.
I'd like to think it's not true.
The amount of money that the Nazis had and still have to this day.
It's unreal.
You know, they could have done a deal with
Argentina.
Not Argentina, but anyone. So
we don't know.
It could be anywhere.
Yeah.
He didn't have to be in Argentina. He could have been anywhere. I mean, it could be in Wales. But Jesus.
Yeah. Well, there we go. So, I think that's quite a long episode, you know.
Yeah. Do we have any questions then? Before?
Yeah.
I mean, we got 10 minutes worth of questions.
Have we got any questions? I know Chris has put a couple on there. Michael Jackson isn't dead. It's one of them. He's well dead. He's definitely dead as Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
I actually believe that his doctor did it. I don't think it was
deliberate.
Yeah, no, I think it was deliberate. I think they were trying to get rid. Let's just see. Okay, have you got any? Live that's life. I don't. You have to put them on leaves. What else have we got on here? I know Chris put something about about Grimsby on here as a conspiracy theory. So we'll just read this one out quickly.
Just Grimsby.
Yeah. It's just a particular Grimsby one. Let's try and get it to work. It says cats are really conspiring against their owners, so their owners can't sleep. I would definitely agree with that one. My cat is a dick.
Well, what? Do you have upstairs?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Just don't call the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think she is downstairs now, as far as I'm aware. Yeah. But yeah,
that's why.
And this one, pharmacies in Grimsby prefer drug addicts to genuine customers who go for a prescription. For example, I went to pick my grandma's prescription up for her last week, and I was told to stand outside as there was too many people inside. But as soon as a druggie came in for their methadone, they walked straight in and straight past the elderly, frail people, and walked straight in.
Yeah,
they do. I don't think that's necessarily just to Grimsby. I think they do sort of prioritise people with, you know, with drug addiction over anyone else, because I just don't know why. Just one of them weird things that they seem to just allow people to get on with that. And you know, if you're a normal person and have a normal query. It's the same with hospitals, you know. You go into a hospital and you could be waiting for hours and hours and hours in A&E, but yet some baghead comes in who's overdosed, and you know, they
What's
get.
What's going on with that? It's doing me
I don't know. Yeah, I'm just not. I think the NHS is not fit for purpose anymore when it comes to things like that. So, have we got any more? Have we got any more questions? This is the time, guys. If you've been watching us for the last hour, this is the time where we need your questions. So if you've got any, if there is any, it doesn't have to be conspiracy related.
This is a conspiracy,
right? What's that?
It keeps going sideways when I put it that way, and then the other way when I put it the other way. Don't make any sense.
Your phone.
Yeah,
for those of you who are watching live on Lee's phone, he puts his phone horizontal and the camera goes vertical. When he puts his camera vertical, or his phone vertical, the camera goes horizontal. So it's a bit strange, but
somebody asked, and Kay doesn't say who, unless it's her asking the question. She says, Dan, do you think Putin will attack Britain through cyber?
I think it was Chris. Due to the cyber network, due to us aiding the Ukrainians. I don't know, you know. I think we're skirting very close to the line in regards to that war in Ukraine. We are getting very, very close to getting too involved, I think. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah. I mean, like I say, that speech that Putin gave the other day, I think it's still available online, and that, I think it's about 3.5 hours long, because it does a speech and then does question and answer and that. And I just couldn't disagree with the bloke.
Yeah.
Everything he said, I just was like, yeah, I agree with that. Agree with that. Agree with that.
Yeah.
It's fucking
and
brilliant.
That's a scary thought.
Yeah, I would have him as my... Would I have him over Richie Sunak all fucking day long?
Yeah.
I'd have him
He's
tomorrow.
Been painted as an absolute villain, psycho yeah. villain.
But when you listen to him and he spells it all out, that's a conspiracy theory in what he's saying there, because he's basically saying they want a central bank system, which we know.
Yeah.
They want the digital currency. That's happening. You can see that happening.
Mm.
So, you know,
that's a conspiracy. I mean, that was actually a British ploy back in the it was
originally a KGB thing.
No.
That defector.
The transgender thing that actually predates the I think it's around the 1800s. There was a British thing where they turned around and said the only way to get full control over a population is to demasculinize the men who are in that population. They said that is either through indoctrination through media and through propaganda, or the only other way to do that is to have non-genderless people. Mm. And that's what they said. This was 200 years ago that the British government was saying the only way to control the population is to have non-genderless people. So people who don't assign themselves to any gender. You don't have men, you don't have women, you just have bodies.
Eunuchs.
Yeah, bodies. You can control.
Drones.
You can't control...
Like where?
Yeah, you well, can't control what, a group what, of men, like, but you can control a group.
When you look at a group of ants, you don't know the male or female, do you?
No,
they're just ants.
Exactly,
yeah.
And that's what they
same
want
with bees.
Us, that's what they want us to be, just a group of. So,
Drones.
Yeah, this is a conspiracy. I mean, that's a conspiracy theory in its own. But the fact that the British government was saying that over 200 years ago that they want genderless people, and yet now
well, look at,
we're seeing a. I mean, what is it? 72 genders?
No.
Which, let's be honest,
yeah.
Right? Just
that,
quickly,
well, again,
I'm just going to piss people off, right? Just quickly, there's 72 genders. That means men are better than 71 genders.
Why?
Because men are better than women.
But what about all the other genders?
Well, we're better than all of them.
Yeah, right, yeah. Well, yeah. But even Putin said that, though, didn't he?
World, with regards to the Manhattan Project, when they stole British scientific discoveries and then refused to honour their agreement.
Probably.
That, yeah, I would say.
I would say that works both ways, wouldn't you?
Why does the US claim so many firsts when they actually didn't? That's pretty true. Have you got an example of that?
Definitely give me an example.
Yeah, give us an example of that. Is Gareth Southgate conspiring against the British public?
Yes.
by taking James Madison to the World Cup, but won't play him, but will play Harry Maguire. So we don't win anything.
Well, Aaron Maguire's not a problem for England, but obviously Southgate...
Oh, Southgate's awful.
Yeah, he did the old woke thing, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't point the fingers at the players who missed the penalties, but the fact is they were not the right players to pick, and he picked them for the front page, and that was it. That's
yeah.
all he wanted. He wanted that headline,
because
black players
kept...
win
it,
the World Cup.
Interesting that they're going to keep politics out of fucking Qatar, though.
Oh, well,
this kneeling down bullshit was all right.
Oh, is that? Is they? Are they
the
stopping?
Gay armband.
Are they stopping that? They're not kneeling down in Qatar. No.
Well, they won't do it.
They'll probably get. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if the England players run out onto the pitch with the rainbow armband?
I tell you what does worry
getting
me.
Shot.
Though. What worries me for Qatar is that a lot of the footballers will have had the jab. A lot of them have been forced to have the jab. Let's get it right. And running around in that heat after that. That's fucking.
Well, they are going to be air conditioned stadiums.
No.
It's
still fucking up.
Well, we'll see.
The training
we saw Eriksen go down in the Denmark game.
Yeah.
Aguero went down in Barcelona game.
Never recovered.
No. So, you know.
Countless. That'd be my worry for Qatar is
the heat and the combination of the two.
I hope it doesn't happen, but you could get. Because you don't just have that many. How many of those players have had more than one shot?
Yeah. So. Well,
no.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Look at the Israeli study. It confirms what we've been saying all along, that...
I said I wanted to keep COVID out of it.
Yeah, but it's true, isn't it? Like, 200,000 people who had COVID tested positive for COVID before the jabs were around, didn't get pericarditis, didn't get
myocarditis,
and didn't get long COVID.
Yeah.
Right, they just got COVID. Yeah, 19 people out of that group got pericarditis now. It was exactly the same as the control group of 500,000 people, exactly the same percent. Then when they go into people who have been vaccinated and got COVID, whoosh, off the fucking chart.
Yeah.
The only thing that's changed is the vaccination.
Yeah. And it's the common denominator.
That's my worry for Qatar.
I agree on this one.
So but I won't be watching any of it.
Yeah, that's what my dad's just put. The best thing for the World Cup is just not to turn up. To Qatar,
yeah, but it'll be the most.
No,
watched.
I don't think it will. I think it'll be the least.
It'll
watched.
Be the most watched because of where it is.
No, no one will watch it. I mean, they might watch it in the Middle East, but
yeah,
once
I mean.
Qatar go out of that first round, because let's be honest, they'll go out in the first round because they don't even have a
fucking
football.
Yeah, but they won't be
team.
Watching Qatar, will they?
Well, but it don't matter. I just don't see people watch it. I don't see there's going to be a handful of British people that go over to watch it. So you're not going to get the thousands and thousands of England fans that go over. I don't think you will. I really don't think you will.
As long as they don't hold hands.
I think they should. I think they should all hold hands, and I think at kickoff they should all kiss each other just to fucking wind them up. Yeah.
No.
Just wind them up. Just let's see what they do on the world stage. When the whole eyes are on Qatar, let's see how they really do, how they really deal with gays. Might just have two men fucking get at it in the middle of the field. Just see how it goes. They do.
I'm just glad I'm not watching it.
Going
on. That's the sort of shenanigans.
Yeah. I just think it's just gotta let it go. I won't be watching the World Cup. I think there's gonna be millions of people.
It was just corrupt from the outset. Never have got there, but it did.
There's gonna be millions of people
Hey-ho.
You know, I still have my England flag out for the group stage and then put my Germany flag out when we get knocked out. Yeah. Well, I think everyone should have a Ukrainian. Are Ukraine there?
No.
No. Are Russia there?
No, I don't know if Ukraine on. I don't know who's there. I don't know. I haven't followed it at all.
I know Wales have got there. I feel sorry for the Welsh. The first World Cup they've got to since 1958 and no one's going to be watching them.
Well, they will. They should be the most watched World Cup without a doubt.
I don't think so. I ain't going to be watching it. I'm not going to be watching it at all. So, I ain't got time for it. It's corrupt as fuck. Well, I want a kebab. What are you?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah. So, thank you for listening, guys. It is 10:30 in the evening. We haven't eaten. So, thanks for watching on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, thanks for watching. Thank you, Kay, for monitoring. I know there hasn't been a huge amount of comments, but thank you.
Comments, but not questions.
Yeah, comments, but not questions. So thank you anyway for those of you who have been on there and you know and enjoyed the show. And we'll see you on the other side.
Well, they've gone. No, just for now. It wasn't the right time for us to meet. But there'll be other nights. Other stars for us to watch. They'll be back.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit To get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.